listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
We're here. We're live. I know it worked this time. So, four times a charm, as they always say. I couldn't fix it without not telling you guys. But hey, we're here. We got some big news, and I'm here to share it with you. That's right. Isaac's on the edge, and he is ready.
Closer to the edge, and I'm about to break, let me tell you.
So we finally got into the YouTube partnership program. It took literally almost a week and a half to get approved. That was a while.
We did it.
I can't say this enough, but thank you to me. I did a great job. Everyone else, you should really step up. I appreciate everyone. I really appreciate Derek for dyeing his hair and getting early into the big boy streaming
right
game.
Now it all makes sense.
That makes sense.
It's all here.
He knew it was gonna happen. Rob for being tall and taking all the sexual emotional abuse we throw at him, even though he throws it right back. George for being the edgy editor and ranting about GameStop that one time, which was pretty funny. I always enjoyed that. I think back on fondly. So yeah, everyone listening, we'd really appreciate if you support us by joining our YouTube member or our membership program. It's $2.99, and basically just directly supports us, and you get cool emotes and other stuff and an exclusive Discord role. Not much we can offer.
Yeah, that's right, baby. We're super shilling now.
Yeah, we're super shillers. That's right. Yeah, super shill. That's going to be the highest tier we make, super shill. Tentatively, our plan is to hold this and hopefully grow our Discord and make a big community. And we just appreciate if you all just joined us. There's not much other I can say than thank you so much. It only took us like a year to get to this point, but you know, it was worth it. We didn't have that knockout hit that everyone else gets. We don't have a hot anime girl like everyone else can have.
Right.
You know, we're just four.
Yeah.
Relative.
We don't have anime girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just.
They're coming.
Four relatively out of shape dudes trying to make this YouTube life a thing. So you know what?
Yeah.
It's hard work when you're not super attractive, exceptionally skilled at a very specific niche, and actually, yeah,
this just sounded like some like. This just sounded like some major projection here.
I'm just trying to convey to the masses that, you know.
I'm slovenly. I look like I would just crawl out of a dumpster and my last girlfriend looked at me funny. But hey, we're YouTube partners now.
It's called hard work. I'm trying to show that no matter what you look like or smell like, you can make it with hard work and dedication. We didn't have a one-hit wonder. You know, we didn't have like a video that just exploded in popularity, except on TikTok. That actually did happen, but
I haven't twice.
Yeah, I haven't twice. We didn't have that. We don't have some exceptionally attractive person that has sex appeal other than George. You know, it's like we don't. That was a compliment.
Yeah, but how's it on me? I thought it was Rob.
Well, in our inner circle, yeah, but you know.
Yeah, yeah.
In our inner circle.
Yeah, everybody else, I'm just that mid fucking weirdo.
With Rob with the haircuts that make me act different, though, you know?
I know. He's so gorgeous. I can't wait till we get those prototypes in full motion. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Those pre-order customers, they're going to be so, so excited to have
them. So, yeah, again, couldn't done it without you guys, and really would appreciate if you joined our membership so we could actually, you know, take a little bit off our bills, which is, I don't want to say our rent is super high, but the economy sucks. You know,
yeah. we're all... literally have pennies in my bank account most times.
If we get to the point where I can dedicate this to paying one of my medical bills, I would be so good.
Rob might actually live stream if that happens. You know,
if I can pay for my Orange Tube subscription, it's really getting out of control. Look,
that should be a tax write-off.
You're enabling our life.
It's a business. It's a business expense.
It's mental health. It helps with mental health. You know,
It's also
it's treating myself. All right, treating myself to premium videos.
No, you could also brand it as a marketing or research.
Oh my god, if we got ads on our YouTube.
I know exactly. Yes, doctor. I promise you, the Orange Tube subscription is absolutely critical to my continued mental health. I need to see my favorite porn star get her fucking butthole prolapsed.
Right. And then we'll have the ad put in. And it's like, you want to see Riley Reed get blasted in the face? First, check out Goons Games and Gear.
Could you imagine?
Dude, what a partnership. Holy shit.
Like, it's like, what is that called? Like, product placement? Hold on, I'm just listening to the newest episode of Goons Games and Gear.
I would, ideally, I would want it so it's like, it's, you know, two people going at it, but the, like, the important bits are censored with our GGG logo. It's like, oh, you want this removed, don't you? Well, remove it. The... And, you know, it's like, and it just changes scenes. It's just like GGG in the only spot that matters.
I like Woo! It.
Yeah, that's, good idea. Yeah,
that's the next goal.
That's the next goal, yeah. Paying for ads on OrangeTube. So, for our first and main discussion, Payday 3, let's give our thoughts. I'll go first. Fuck you. And go fuck yourself. What is it, Starbreeze, who's handling the servers? You suck. How has it been a week and we're still having issues? People still aren't able to play the game. This is insane to me.
It's crazy because I had the same experience you guys did. And I didn't even play the game.
Yeah, he was out sick and he lucked out. I mean, granted, me and George had a great time playing Party Animals. Totally check out the video.
Party Animals, I mean, definitely redeemed the night.
Wait,
I mean, for you guys, Armored Core 6 for me, which, by the way, go play it right now.
Derek,
go play it right now.
Did you make the giveaway go live yet, or are you...
No, I was waiting until the end.
Okay. The end of existence, you know? Yeah.
So, is it that soon?
It's just like, it's unbelievable. We had an easier time playing the beta. And it was a glitchy mess. We were still playing. It was still playable. So apparently they came out with an update and like fixed the game. But then more people played and crashed it again. And then they came out with another update and the same thing happened. And now they're having this like apology tour with live streams. Like, oh yeah, we're now looking into an offline mode. Like, what the fuck? Why was this not a thing before?
Honestly, the only thing we're missing at this point is the horrible ukulele song, and we're just straight on the apology. It's just, that's the icing on the cake. That certain je ne sais quoi.
Hey guys, we heard you want to play the game. That's too bad.
That's rough, man. That's a hard ask. Like, this should be a hard reminder that not all games have to be all online. There's actually no reason this game should be all online either. The fact that I can't host a private lobby with you guys is insane to me.
Yeah.
Like,
and the other thing too is after we got done with Party Animals, you said you were gonna hop back on and see if you could get into a match, and you got one.
But
I've tried multiple days since Friday. And I have not been able to get into it. I either keep getting matchmaking errors thing, or I sit there for 45 minutes before I finally just go, fuck it, I got something else to do.
Yeah, it's just, it's really unfortunate because I really want to play it, but it's unbelievable. They took this road of being only online. Like, because, Derek, just, I'm not sure if we told you this, but basically me, Rob, and George tried to do a private game. And it was still trying to, like, go through a matchmaking situation.
That's the issue with these, like, online, like, always online games, is you can't play them if the servers are down.
Yeah, it's really cool to get this product that you pay money for and then have live service be like, man, you know, my server's not really feeling it right now.
Oopsie.
Check back in a week when we actually give a shit. Haha, fuck you.
I don't even know if you guys, I saw this today, but apparently PlayStation people who bought the game and got like the edition where you could play a few days early, PlayStation accidentally gave them like an earlier build of the game that wasn't like workable.
Right?
I would be like, where's my refund? Because that's insane. You gave me the wrong product for what I bought. Second, I would be so astronomically pissed if I bought that game and this is what's been happening.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I'm really glad I didn't put a dime into this. Like, I regret nothing with buying Party Animals.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good. The Party Animals chill.
I'm upset that's the noise I'm listening to right now, is I'm actually listening to the music of Payday 3 sitting at this, like, load menu, because I'm like, hey, maybe we're gonna play after, and we're not gonna be playing after.
Ah, great.
Right, like that. That's
you know what possible. You know, for the people that don't have Game Pass, right? You know what you could spend that money towards?
A membership. Yes.
You could put that to well, not no, not hold on, not just that.
Okay.
First, Armored Core 6, of course. Okay, because well. you know, FromSoft is onto something. I want to see more. Buy it now. But secondly, you could spend what was it like $3 a month?
$3.
Yeah, $3.
You could spend three whole dollars a month on a GGG membership.
Damn, Rob with the shilling. I love it. I appreciate it. What are they gonna say? Oh yeah. It's just it's aggravating. Like I imagine if you were a kid in high school and you were super excited for Payday 3, so you took the day off of school just to be completely unable to play this game. I would have like choked someone out. I would have been really, really like. Oh,
I just take the tardy, honestly.
To take the L.
Like, yeah.
I'll take the tardy. So you go into school. Like, why are you late? Yeah. Well, I wasn't gonna be here, but Payday 3 server kind of.
I planned to take off for Payday 3, but it was a disaster. So
wait, do you guys remember when everyone took off for Halo 4 at our job, and then like, I came. Well, yeah, not you, but I actually.
I feel
came
like
in.
I remember that.
Yeah, everyone called out, and then one of the girls there called me like, hey. All the boys called out. Do you know why? I'm like, I have no idea, but I'm playing a video game. So, but then I unfortunately, like, I'm like, fine, I'll come in. And then my dad was like super proud of me because, oh, you picked your finances over playing a video game. Like, you don't understand. It's Halo. Until I realized that Halo 4 kind of was a big old stinker.
Yeah, I regretted that one a little bit.
Yeah, that one kind of hurt.
Yeah, but you don't know until you try it, right? So, like, how are you supposed to know?
At least I can play it.
I still can't believe we all took off to play.
Every, literally, they said every male took off of work that day.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I can't even say first impressions or anything for Payday 3. None of us can because none have been able to play it. I'm sorry, I played one round with a random and, like it did work kind of, but it was still like a glitchy or laggy mess, and I was like, oh, this is fun.
In the same vein, but it wasn't in the same vein. So when Armored Core 6 launched, I was like super hype. I was so ready to buy it and play it when the game finally dropped, and then Michigan got hit by a fucking tornado and I couldn't play it until like a week later.
Apparently, like,
I was gonna say, my problem is like, why didn't like Sony and Microsoft like look at so like they declined X Defiant from like releasing because they like when they quality controlled it they basically said the game wasn't like fit enough to be released. So why didn't they do that with this game?
What I'm thinking is maybe money greased the right palms and they just pushed it through anyway.
Well, Xbox definitely, because it was like a Game Pass release, so they don't care. And they like paid for this game to be out, so they're gonna put it out regardless. But like, still, like nobody looked at this game and was like, "Why is it not working?" And it's not like the beta was any better. The beta was like a disaster.
I'm gonna assume it's because when they
maybe
give
their
it to
servers
Xbox,
just weren't ready for that load.
Well, yeah, no, that's
well, that was the point of the stress test. It was like a server smash.
Well, apparently it was even worse when it went public.
When the game actually released.
when the game actually released, because everyone on Game Pass was like, play, you know. But I don't know. I'm seeing on Twitter that some people are able to play it now. But this guy 3 hours ago, what a game. Well done to everyone at Starbreeze and the developers for not flopping under all the pressure you lot have had. This guy either works there or is like getting paid to the show. You know?
Yeah. Man, you really can't escape paid actors anymore.
Why didn't I get the pre-order bonus? I paid £90 and received nothing. I'm sorry. I thought he was going on to say like the game didn't work.
Yeah, hit me up, Mr. Euro 4. I'll give you £90.
Wait, I love this. Your game did not give me the Steam achievement I should have achieved. Please resolve it as soon as possible. This is a very bad bug. What achievement?
What?
Finish a heast? Play the game?
Play the game.
It didn't give the achievement of Welcome to Payday 3?
Yeah. Yeah, I loaded him. Didn't give me the achievement for starting. What's going on?
I mean, I wasn't able to get into a match, but it just specifies I have to be able to load Payday 3. Where's my achievement?
My achievement, please. Also, it's Steam achievement. Ew. Like, I don't know. I feel like those hold no value, but...
Some people do hold Steam trophies, like, very highly.
Steam? I thought it's just achievements on Steam.
Well, achievements.
I mean, I used to hold achievements very highly. I think PlayStation knocked it out of the park with trophies and, like, platinums. But Xbox, I don't feel the love for it anymore. I just, like, they finally add, like, a platinum achievement. I don't know. I don't have the time to achievement hunt anymore. But I used to do that when I was younger. It was, like, my favorite thing.
Yeah, same.
Derek's doing some heavy research. He's,
Yeah, I'm just, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, what the player bases are for, like, each of these things. Like, see if Xbox gave, like, a download number or something. Because, like, I don't know if they ever announced, like, how many people actually came on for the server bash either. So it's, like, you can't compare the two. But I assume more people played it on release day than the
stress test. Oh, yeah, right.
So.
Mm. Okay, I think the stress test, oh, no, it was public, right?
Yeah, anybody could play it. Yeah. You just had to, like, go in the Xbox Insider whatever app.
But I still want to play with you guys, though. That's, like, the... I still want to rob banks.
Yeah,
maybe one day before the end of the year.
When Rob robs, it's going to be a great robbery.
Yeah.
You're proud of yourself.
I like the alliteration.
What'd you say, George?
I like the alliteration.
Thank you. Yeah, so... I don't know. It's a sad state of affairs. I would like... Well, actually, I think it's kind of... Maybe pathetic's not the right word, but they kind of, like, barely apologized about it. They're like, oh, we're seeing issues and we're working on them. And then only in the live streams are they saying, yeah, I guess now we're working in the offline because this isn't working. And they also put all the blame on their Starbreeze, which is the company handling all the servers. So
they're taking the GameStop route, I see.
age-old GameStop.
Speaking of which, hour-long tirade.
Nah.
Still, it's like, it's still your fault. Like, you should have had a better hand in this. Like, I don't know. I don't even know who else.
The blame can't solely be on other people. You had to have had a hand in this, too.
Starbreeze. I just want to see if Starbreeze does Starbreeze Nebula, Starbreeze and making community, blah blah. I just want to see if there's any other games they're like. Also, I thought it was real kind of ridiculous that I saw ads for Payday 3 for Game Pass while it was still down. I'm like, that's like, arguably false advertising because it's actually unplayable.
Yeah.
Let's see. They've done RoboQuest, Payday 3, The Tribe Must Survive, and Payday 2. So, they had Payday 2, but what happened? why does it not work now? Why no work now?
I don't know.
This is bullshit! I'm gonna... Oh, my God. Also, who here got the collector's edition? It comes with the Solidus mask, golden slate gloves, Skull of Liberty mask.
It looked kind of cool, honestly. It was a good, like, collector's edition.
I don't like spending that kind of money anymore.
I don't understand. It says you get 2 season passes. Sparky became a member. Everyone, Sparky.
Sparky!
Yes, Sparky.
My boy!
Yeah, oh, that's what I'm talking about. Our first member, we love you. Okay, you're the best.
I just posted it in the Discord too.
Expect a prototype being mailed to you.
Expect a prototype being mailed to
you. Now Rob's okay with it.
Now it's okay. All right. Get it going. Come on, people.
Where's the member train? Oh, God, that sounds wrong.
The train on Rob. We get a member train going. We're running train on Rob.
Hey, Rob, that's November you're coming here, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Dude, it's going
to
be bigger than
the
Twitch
greatest
God.
Thing to be thankful for.
I think we might have to do an in-person episode.
I think so. Absolutely.
But I would want it to be like longer than our normal. Like I'm talking,
right. And we're in like suits, like drinking whiskey, just like boys being boys. Well, you know,
you guys can do that. I'll just take the soda.
I got apple juice. Yeah.
All right, Derek, you and I will have to get taller glasses so that we can make up for the other two.
Right.
Wait, hold on.
I'm not allowed to drink.
Yeah, I was gonna say anymore. George turns to another.
Yeah, beast. That's
non-alcoholic refreshments. Just the boys being boys.
Man, we're just gonna. We're gonna go into this thinking we're gonna do drinks, right? And we're just gonna go get a case of that O'Doul's like non-alcoholic shit.
No, guys, we're fancy. We're gonna get Wendy's Frosties, and you know, it's
Damn, he's right. No, he's right.
Do we get to dunk our French fries in it?
Oh, you have.
Here's what we do, right? We get the 50 piece chicken nuggets from Wendy's, and we just like dump it on the table. Get like two of them, and we don't end the episode until they're all gone.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm digging that.
Wait, you know what?
I'm still about this drinking thing, right? Derek and I can handle it for sure. I just can't drink an entire handle in half an hour.
I'm going to pass up the prospect of food to feed my rampant, raging alcoholism.
I mean, food too, duh.
I think it'd be great if Payday 3 did some like crossovers where it's like you're robbing a Wendy's, but you're like, give me the nuggets! Give it to me!
Where is she? Where's Wendy?
Put the nuggets on the counter and lay down!
These aren't spicy!
I need her always fresh, never frozen beef!
Oh, the tip. Thank you. That was so... Sparky tipped $10.
Sparky,
you're going crazy with it.
I don't have the chat. I don't have the thing on this because it's the podcast, and it would record into the...
the episode.
Yeah, okay. Wait, well, you said Streamlabs, so I could have avoided that.
Sparky,
damn it.
Sparky!
If you can donate... If you can donate 1,000 by November, you can also be part of the Goons Roundtable. Yeah. Our once a year, oh my god, yes, the once a year.
$1,000 buy-in?
Yes! Oh my god! All right, yes, the once a year get together where we just like, I don't know, do something. Maybe we'll do a puzzle. How's that sound? Puzzle.
Okay, better idea.
Okay.
We Gundam. Queue up.
Gundam.
No.
We build bonkles.
No. Wait, is the round table in person or?
In person, yes.
In person. There goes that idea. Because I was going to wait, this could still work. Okay. We boot up Master Chief Collection and we do a LAN party.
I mean, that's. I mean, that's just a good idea in general.
Right. That's like anytime.
That's just a really good idea. Oh yeah, that'd be like maybe once a year. Dude, we just pick a destination.
I'm so excited for the community Halo Big Team Battle Night. That'll be so.
And then when we're big enough, we should host it at like a hotel, where we can like get rooms for all of us and like rent out one of those like meeting halls, but it's just us, I guess.
Like the South Park episode. Oh, really enjoy your stay at the Holiday Inn. Like, now leave us alone.
See, I'm hoping. My hope with that is that it doesn't turn into another DashCon repeat where it's just like there's there and there's just a ball pit and somebody pissed.
We set up a ball pit. $5 guys, for the ball pit.
It was me, guys. I did it.
We
the $5 raise... buy-in privilege.
We need to raise $19,000.
That... No, I would love that though. Once a year, we just like all find a place to just like convene and just do an episode.
Buy like a cabin in the woods somewhere. Go out there in like flannels and like work boots. What? Be like men. Like goons in the wilderness.
We get there, like, who are these people? Like, I brought hostages. Why? They're from GameStop. No.
Hostages?
Yeah, that's the thumbnail.
Yeah.
Hostages at the cabin in the woods. George is there with like his axe, like ready to murder them.
I arrived at this. My friends are gonna arrive at this cabin in 10 minutes, but they don't know we've got 10 live hostages that will be knocked out and killed within a minute of their arrival.
unless we receive a ransom of $5 million to be paid to an offshore Swiss bank account.
Yeah, like, so I was just telling Derek, there's,
Hold on, I just want to, call out Sparky's comment here. He wants to be the manager, but, like, for not a real manager, just so he can sleep with his secretary.
Well, George,
so I'm giving him the title of manager of sleeping with the secretaries. So there you go. You are technically a manager.
Dedicated gigolo. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm just gonna...
Sparky, how you doing?
George is the secretary, though, so you have to have sex with him.
First. What's up, Sparky? First. How you doing?
And once we get more,
right?
Oh, they'll be like, "Why did you hire me?" Oh, there's a reason. Just stick with
it. Now put on the maid outfit.
Put on the Sonic costume, damn it!
Oh yes,
gotta go fast, BB. No, we
that
we,
does in fact expand on.
Oh man, no, I mean, I do, but seriously, I do love the idea of us like at once a year figuring something out. So we just have like a in person live episode that's just like just all day shenanigans.
No, for sure.
Woo, that'd be really fun. Which is why we need more members. We need donations. We need the fire department. Don't ask me why.
I got that. I got that hookup. Don't
I just dropped
it.
A candle on the floor.
Like, as I'm talking, like you just see the light
rising. I dropped a candle on the floor and it started a fire.
And like in the thumbnail, the other guy's just like half on fire.
17 people have been hospitalized with third degree burns.
I lost my family in a fire I deliberately started.
And that the thumbnail's just like with the fake tears in your eyes.
Yeah, but the eyes are also expanded, you know, like how it's. Oh my god, that'd be
You like Photoshop your brother in the window on the top floor, like.
Yeah, that'd make a good. Let's get that skit going. And by skit, I mean we actually make it happen.
Right, right.
All right, whose house is it? We play like roulette, just like, you know, it's yours this year. All right.
Yeah, not every Mr. Beast rich, and then we could just buy houses to like randomly do those skits in.
My friends didn't join the podcast over this week, so I thought I should burn their house down while they're in it. They didn't join.
Little
did
they remember, they live. We all live in the same property.
I know their home.
My child was in there.
I lost my limited edition custom tooled Goons Games and Gear flashlight in the fire.
I mean, that's
I'd
a,
run
that's
back
a
in. No, I'd run back in. There's no way.
I get that.
You know how much I use that? Okay. We got the Rob faces in chat.
Yeah, Rob.
It's just got a slide film.
Are that they, should like, be the emote! Oh my god! The thing, the prototype picture.
Yo! I'm a fucking YouTube show. Let's go, baby!
Yeah, I made your face an emote. That was the first one.
Something else.
Damn, I'm kind of like...
Derek, is yours more of like a...
a flashlight, yes. The sauce?
Rob, you are good with the sauce. You're the sex appeal of the group. I'm sorry, George, it's been taken away.
We know why the ladies come here, and it's
Look, I appreciate you trying to throw me some clout at the beginning, but we all know that it's not deserved for me.
Do you guys think for like one of the like live episodes, like that we're all in person, we should do like a live of shaving my head?
No.
No.
No. I can't say goodbye to that hair.
No. Damn. I need something to grab onto.
Okay, well, besides Rob's comment. Well, come on. Wait, okay, so what if, like, one second. You got to look at me for a second. What if, you know, just think of me, you know, just no hair there. Like, this is what I'd look like. You know?
No. Just, absolutely not.
Bald. Come on, bald bear.
There's only
I don't
one
think
person
I can get behind it.
No, there's only one person that could be bald champ in this crew, and right here.
Yeah, and Boober. That's Rob's. That was his nickname.
Boober?
Oh my god! Yes, oh, Boober. Yes.
Well, you know.
Also, Naked Twister. That sounds
what
like
is
a
it?
Great
like,
idea.
Oh, absolutely.
How do girls typically do this? Like, what is it? Like this? Like, yeah.
Yeah, you like pick it up. Yeah. You're like, hey, officer. I wasn't doing 80 and a 50.
It also reminds me of those stupid like TikToks where like every girl will like
sorry my seat jump and really like
they'll start every pot or like TikTok video with like them jumping.
Like girls can't breathe, officer. What if I sweeten the deal a little bit?
And then he's like, "Give me that chest hair." Why are you looking me in the eyes during? Good. Yeah, no, Robussy and Boober, great nicknames for Rob. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Anthony. Nice to see you too.
That's a good time. Oh man. I mean, now that God, yeah, we need a maybe I should put that like the donation goal, like get like fly us out to a cabin so we can just
yeah. We rent a cabin for the weekend.
Right. And what like, happens the in the cabin?
Lights. Rent a cabin, we just find an abandoned one and just stay in it.
Yeah, but then there's gonna be mice. And there's like
meth
that.
Heads, and then
it's
just general undesirables, and you know I'm kind of wanted for tax evasion across 10 states.
Yeah, so it'd have to be not in one of those states.
That's about to be mean, Derek, because tax laws are confusing.
Yeah.
Live action Twister though.
No, well, Derek said naked Twister, so I feel
we upgraded to naked.
I
think right okay, testicle so, in mouth.
No,
okay, thanks.
I know what could work better than that. G-string Twister.
No. Cock in mouth. Okay.
All right, Rob, come on, open wide.
Oh. We need to make like a custom spinner. Just like, oh my god,
tongue in butthole. Okay,
it'd be there'd be three spinners. It'd be like action, tongue, person, like 1, 2, 3, 4, you know? And then there would be action again, or body placement. Tucker and Dale versus Evil, but Derek and Rob. Which Derek and what's the evil?
Who's the evil?
Yeah, who's the evil? I want there's nothing against you guys because the fact that Sparky and Antsy is awesome. Once we have enough people in our chats on these podcast episodes, I want to redesign this so there's like room for it.
Chat box.
Yeah, the only reason I don't is because it's not like when there's blank space, it just looks awkward. Right. But yeah, it's just like. Man, I would. George, would you like to play Naked Twister?
Is that even a question?
Like, do you even have to ask?
Can I be the mat that you all like have to touch?
Yeah, hand on like one
right
hand,
hand footsie. All right, got
what
it.
Do you mean you're not supposed to lick the mat? What the fuck? I thought this was a democracy.
Left toe. Nipple.
But I have to pee.
Not right now, you don't.
Put us in Rob's box with him? Interesting.
Yeah, put chat with me in the comfort of my warm bosom. I'll take great care of you.
Man. Twister would be really fun, though. Yeah.
God.
It's like hide and seek, but like the trick is that one of us is actually a murderer who just, killed the rest.
I feel
like
no, I fun. Got this game. I'll win
I
that
will
one.
Probably get amped up off to break a beer bottle in the house, just so you're aware.
I don't want to step on fucking glass. You know what that hurts?
Yeah, but what about my blood play fetish?
That's
that took a turn.
Yeah. I feel like I've only heard that once ever in my life, and I don't want to hear it again.
What's the matter, bro? I'm just giving you a little drinky drink, a little sucky suck, bro. What's up
play?
With that?
How pissed I'd be if
could
my
you,
was like,
I you know, I never you. Did understand that myself. Like, actually being serious about it for a second here. How do you get off the blood?
What do you mean get off? Like sexually?
Yeah. What you think, get off.
What do you think? I mean, it's just you see, like, some blood and you just, you know, they're like, you know what? Just stop the bus, officer. I need to go. There is some biddly old blood in there, and I do not care for it. No siree, Bob.
What if, like, the catch is that you're, like, that the partner who likes blood play, they can also tell, like, your blood type and stuff, so like, they're, like, licking up your blood, like, oh, you have AIDS.
You're iron deficient.
You're iron deficient.
I feel like that'd just be an asset.
But the only way to know is to taste AIDS. It, like.
But now we both have AIDS, so who's the real victim here?
I have AIDS, mate. Coincidentally, I also now have AIDS.
I've had AIDS because I've like blood plenty of other times. You know, so yeah, it's okay. It's good you have AIDS. You know,
I don't see any problem here.
They haven't fixed AIDS yet, right? It's still.
You know, I was thinking that the other day. You like don't Why? Hear about it anymore. Like, I don't know. I like just random thoughts.
Do I have AIDS? And then...
yeah. Like, is something wrong with me? But like, you don't hear about it anymore. Like, did we solve it?
No.
Like,
remember? Remember South Park episode? It turned out you just need an insanely large amount of cash.
I honestly think that was the last time I heard about AIDS, right. And then nothing after that. So maybe that was the solution.
I love that episode so much.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm pretty sure.
Wait, I quote it every day.
Didn't they just like? Come up with a medicine. It doesn't get rid of it, but it just makes it.
Well, yeah,
like, into remission.
I'm not sure about remission. I think they just make it like more tolerable or like easier to deal with.
Like it just makes it like bronchitis. It could always come back. You never know.
Right, but you still can't like get laid. So that's really the worst part.
Right.
Right.
You have to wear a condom for the rest of your life,
which is like the worst. I mean, that's just worse than AIDS.
A what?
All right, Derek, what would you rather have? Cancer or always have to use a condom? Like, you can't not use
cancer.
Yeah, cancer. Yeah, it's just, right, Derek?
Yeah.
Yeah, cancer. Yeah, it's just,
Can I make balloon animals with the condom afterwards?
I'm going to allow it, but I'm going to be disgusted by it.
I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
Condoms it is.
First, I will never kiss you on the lips. Second, yeah. And then when you blow it up,
lips, wait, what the fuck are you doing? Like spitting into it?
Wait, when you blow it up and like you let go, will it shoot everything, the contents out? Like,
yeah, if it pops, God whoever's willing. Standing in front of you is getting blasted in the face.
God willing, that'd be a sight to behold.
I'm disgusted. You guys are all monsters, especially you, George.
Yeah, that's me.
This cancer stage is hard as Dark Souls? No. Dark Souls is harder.
Nah, Dark Souls is pretty hard.
I mean, you've gone against, you know, the twins.
I got something else that's harder. It's taxes.
Why didn't they teach that in school? It pisses me off, you know? Like,
they taught us nothing in school. No, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell, but I'm in crippling debt because you didn't tell me what to do with my money when I was a child, all right?
The one thing I remember them teaching me how to do was balance a checkbook, which nobody fucking uses anymore.
You learned how to balance a checkbook? Yeah, but they don't matter anymore. You don't need a checkbook.
My teacher taught me how to please a man, but the weird part was that, like, he taught me in a closet, and he used me as the example.
He said if I turned out the light, I could suck out the cream from this Boston cream donut.
Oh, God.
Buddy, he had you slurp his Twinkie.
No, he was like an uncle to me, not his penis,
like an actual Twinkie.
Yeah, no.
Oh, makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, you know, we didn't get to learn how to do taxes. I didn't learn that you could kiss women until like I was 24. So, you know, that was like news to me. You know, where's that lesson? You know,
I know.
Wait, I wasn't ready for that one.
Wait, women are allowed to be kissed?
Women? Apparently.
No.
Women?
Women?
Is that before you have to like lure them into your van?
You're sick, George. You're fucking sick. You know, I may have
I got
sucked
Gucci
20,
and
but...
Prada purses in my van.
Well, I mean, that might entice me.
The Rob look right now.
hey, buddy, George, buddy, old pal. Buddy, friend of mine, amigo.
What up?
Dateline NBC, why don't you have a seat over there?
Chris Hansen, why don't you take a seat? Take a seat.
Oh, Rob, I only go to bars to do that. I know that they're not.
Honestly, one of these days before I die, before we're all in the cold, dead dirt, I really do hope I get to break a bar stool over your fucking back.
That's weird.
All right.
It's on site.
All right, do it. I'm down.
And then I'm And then there'll be other activities afterwards with the remainders of the bar stool, but that's besides the point. Like, you like splinters.
Like it's your thumb tech icon. Oh, I don't have that. oh my god. No, but really, where are those purses? And where can I get one?
They don't exist. That's cool. I can afford that?
Yeah, I've always been confused by your financial situation. It's kind of an enigma to me. I feel
how?
Like you're in
I'm
a,
broke.
I know. I just never understood it. I never comprehended it. Like, do you? Let's all help each other with finances.
Let's do that. We can break this down. I live paycheck to paycheck.
Oh god.
Yeah.
So I live slightly less paycheck to slightly less paycheck.
I'm pretty good. I've been saving money.
I can't.
I save money. Maybe I mean, it builds up the wazoo, but
maybe if you stop trying to learn Mortal Kombat and just sold everything, you wouldn't be so poor.
Wow. Shit.
And that's what, and you know, that's exactly when God goes, you know what? Let's give him another financial emergency. You know, I feel like it's always a running theme. You know, it's never like the good gets better. It's usually the worse it is, the worse it gets.
Yeah, like, hey, I've made progress to better life, but I'm just waiting for that next thing, you know?
Right, like, you know, your car breaking down.
Yeah, some guy on a super heavy rain going over the middle of the road on a sharp turn and forcing me to hit a really high curb and fuck up the strut. Yeah.
Oh, wow. There was one time there's only been like I think two times in my life where I genuinely feared for my life while someone else was driving, and in this case they were like whipping these corners at like 90 miles per hour in the heaviest rain known to man, and I was just like, I'm scared, I'm so scared.
Yeah, no, the dude was like on my side of the road, and I was turning into an apartment like development. And their curbs are like pretty high. My car sits a little bit lower to the ground. I'm not going to say it's like, you know, dropped, but standard car height. And these curbs are high. Came around this turn too fast. High beams on. It's downpouring. And he was over the lines. So I had to like swerve to get around him. And I hit the curb. Fucked up the strut. Fucked up the tire rod. Threw the car completely out of alignment. I still don't have a wheel well on that side of the car because that costs money.
One, that sucks. Two,
I hate people.
I don't want to say that was probably Derek, but I could have sworn I saw that exact situation and it was Derek who did it. I'm just saying.
I plead the fifth.
It was not because Derek refused to come out to that area that day. I invited him.
See, Derek knew. See, that was the alibi. Derek said
well,
that.
Well, that was, yeah. That's why I couldn't go. I was already there.
I was already there.
But Derek, it was 90s night.
I never understood the steam nights. I don't, wait, is that like for a bar?
What were you doing that night? I don't remember.
I don't remember what you were
depressed.
Doing.
Just depressed. I mean,
so was I, but I still went.
Yeah, I feel that.
We have Sparky now as a member. You can't be depressed.
I know. Life's picking up. Everything's going to be okay from here on out.
And, like, you just see a
now
bottom,
the fire
like,
starts.
The fire. the fire. What?
Freak meteor just smashes into the house.
There was, back to the, like, crazy car stories. There was one time I was delivering a pizza at my old job. And there's
you
that road behind. Yeah.
Oh,
there's that road behind the middle school we all, three of us went to.
Okay, I'm really glad you phrased it that way. I thought you were, like, that we used to stalk.
No, that we went to when we were children. And there was, like, the insane asylum behind it, like, abandoned.
That yeah, road. That abandoned one, right? That always had all, like, the heroin needles and whatnot.
The statue that
yeah.
moved.
Yeah, so I was driving on that road, and I don't know if you, like, went down that road or know it or anything. It's a sharp, like, left turn around that building.
Oh, yeah.
But it was pitch black. And you can't see anything around that turn. So I go around the turn, and there's a deer standing there, of course. So I, like, go to the right slightly, and it's just, like, a drop right there. So my two of my tires fall off. I, like, swing the wheel, and I had my CRV at the time, which had the four-wheel drive, and it just, like, swung. I swear, it felt like an action movie. It felt like the back of the car swung over the gap and onto the road, and I just kind of, like, stopped, and I was like, holy crap. And I just, like, opened the pizza box, and I was like, oh, it's so good. And I just, like, delivered it.
Was the tip at least good?
No, of course not. It was, like, $3. They were just some terrible child or something. I don't know.
Oh. Rob, what's your car story?
What's your scary car story?
Scary car story.
I feel like I have too many.
Sheesh, are you drivers or something?
Like, it wasn't like bad or anything, but mine also does involve a deer.
Mine all include deer. Deer are just like actually out to get me. Like they're my mortal enemy.
Oh, so like the deer from Adventure Time.
Fucking hate just, like, those takes off bastards. But what is it? The road that intersects Upper North Shore. That's Madison Reservoir, right?
Yeah,
sure.
So I'm driving down Madison Reservoir to go see a buddy of mine, a very good buddy of mine who's actually getting married next year, which, you know, let me just go ahead and say it again till I'm blue in the face. No, congratulations, you two. I'll be there.
I know them.
But I know you. But I was driving down there and it's like starting to get dark. It went past that like evening glow that usually happens on a like dark, stormy night. And it was like the sun was starting to go down. It was getting like really dark out. It's raining and I'm just driving this shitty little 89 Honda Accord, right? So I'm just going down, minding my own business. I'm just blah, 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 blah. I reach down to go grab one of my Rush CDs, right? And swap that out. And as I poke my head up, I see this furry fucking little bastard decide it's a great idea to just run up in the middle of the road, stop, and look at me. And I pop my head up, and I'm like, oh, geez. So I already know if I brake, I'm hitting this thing. So instead of braking,
I liquefy.
I step on the gas. I start charging toward the little bastard.
Rob realizes he put the Doom soundtrack in. And it's like,
he reached for Rush and got Doom.
Yeah, overkill.
And so this deer sees me just barreling at it in this shitty little rust bucket, and it finally decides like, oh fuck, I need to get out of here. So it runs off, and just as I notice I'm about to like clear it, just as I think it gets around, off of the road, it turns around.
It has a gun.
It turns around and comes near the car, and I'm like, oh you motherfucker. I hear a whoop hit the back of my car. I pull over and I'm looking out. This little bastard is fucking just fucking prancing away. I'm looking over my car thinking like, ah, Jesus, this is the last thing I need right now. What do I get as a reward for thinking I'm about to just splatter this deer with this shitty little car all across the pavement? I got a tuft of fur in my brake light and that was it.
I need like people who are animators to animate that story. I'm picturing this deer getting on two legs as like Ultra Instinct Goku, right? Ready to like turn around destroy the car.
I have a small story, Rob. I don't know if you remember this, but you were driving us in Rockaway, and we're coming back home for, I forget where we were going, but it was the first time in my life we, like, a fishtail happened. You're like, your car, or it was the truck, whatever, actually fishtailed. And I'm like, what was that? And you go, relax, we're safe, you're fucking fine. I'm like, what?
I was just so fucking nonplussed about it. It was just...
Yeah, you were like...
For you, it was the most important day of your life. For me, it was just another fucking Tuesday, bro.
Like, it was, we were coming up towards the highway, you know, in Rockaway, like, that giant hill, and you can, like, go up and then make a left.
No, it wasn't Rockaway.
I thought it was Rockaway.
Or maybe there was another time that fishtail happened, but I remember it, because that was over in, what the... That one diner that showed up on a diner...
Jefferson Diner?
Jefferson. That's what it was. We were coming back from Jefferson, and I think that's where we fishtailed.
Oh, okay. Maybe I got the confused. But either way, it was very scary. And you were just
but
like,
that might have been a different one because I remember that it was just me and Derek. No, not you. Him. Right. it was just me and him in the car, and my Ranger at the time. And
I do remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Rob has
so was there like a second
history,
time that happened?
Yeah.
It happened with both of us. Yeah.
He's fucking fishtailed. I'm just like, what just happened? Well, yeah, you're fucking fine. Safe, relax.
Get over it.
Yeah, basically. I'm like, what do you mean? We were like this. We were driving on an angle.
And we recovered. What's the problem? You're still alive. I'm still alive. The car's fine. We're gravy.
It was scary, honestly.
Well, it doesn't help that like rainstorms in fucking New Jersey.
It was sunny out. It looked perfectly fine.
It was 90 degrees day. It was beautiful.
It was like
fucking one.
It was fucking daylight. It was like,
I feel like the road was slick though. Did we leave that day because it was like raining?
Someone pissed on it. That's where you fishtailed.
Slipped on the piss tub puddle and fishtailed. Maybe happens to the best of us.
George, you're a fishtail? That's scary.
Yeah.
It fucking sucks.
Bro.
And I'm surprised that I was just as much of an asshole as I thought I was when that happened.
Do you want to know how I learned how to counter steer my vehicle?
Cars.
Deers?
Nope.
From lightning.
I was driving and it was winter where we live. Obviously not as bad as other places, but can get pretty bad, especially back in the day. Cause you know, I'm like 85 years old.
We had to walk
and
to school.
My dad was like, I need you to drive me to the store. And I'm like, okay. And he's like taking me on all these like side back roads that don't get plowed, don't get iced. And he's like, all right, make sure your four wheel drive's on. Cause I had a Blazer at the time. And he's like, all right, cool, cool. Why are you going so slow? I'm like, because the road is shit. He goes, you can go faster. It's fine. You've got four wheel drive. I'm like, all right. So I start going a little bit faster and he goes, uh-oh. I'm like, what? He's like, hey, have you ever learned how to counter steer? And I'm like, what? And he just grabs the wheel and just yanks it to the side and goes, make sure we don't crash. And then he just sits there with his hands behind his fucking head while I'm like,
what
fuck?
Psycho.
What a man.
Yeah. That's how I learned how to counter steer.
Did you also lose your virginity that night?
No.
He's like, I'm proud of you, son. Now you get to experience your first hooker.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
This is when I was like 18. I didn't hear I'm proud of you until I was 29.
Damn. And you're still not going to hear it.
I haven't heard it.
I tell you all the time.
I refuse to believe your dad wouldn't be proud of you.
Me?
Well... We'll come back to you.
Yeah, me, it's absolutely believable. Because...
Derek,
we'll come back to that. You weren't the intended recipient for that. I refuse to believe you.
Know.
I've met your dad. I've talked with him.
Yeah,
I refuse to. You are just not helping your case.
Derek, are you drinking out of a Sonic cup?
No, it's Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, it looked like Shadow for a second.
No, I want one now.
Well, yeah, is that a thing? Can we get Shadow?
Oh, I have to show you guys.
My butt.
My mom made me this. She's like really into knitting lately, so she made me a.
There's
big
no way.
Push. Right? Isn't it dope? She also is like making a business out of it and like has like her own tags and stuff. Yeah.
Okay, what do I gotta do to get one of those?
Where's the GGG?
Let me know what. Let me know what Pokemon you want.
Okay,
I'll make sure I keep.
I'll collect everybody's.
I want.
He wants Vaporeon because.
Right. I want,
with like a
Jesus
slot
Christ,
in the middle.
Don't confuse me for you, you fucking deviant.
I want Cryogonal.
Cryogonal?
Okay. Yeah, because it's just like it's a snowflake, so it should be really hard to. Like, and I want it perfect.
Right.
a snowflake is perfect.
Nah, I don't need anything crazy. I just want Cyndaquil.
Oh.
Scyther.
You already got Cleavor. You got enough.
Oh, I got a Hisuian form, so I'm sitting cool.
Eric, can I get a replica of my medications? Just
like a pill bottle.
Every pill I take has a little bit of
a replica of my mom and dad's divorce papers.
Oh, she even signed it.
Signature and everything.
She forged the signature correctly and everything.
Oh, here's the part where I don't
best.
Get to see my dad. No.
It's three sideways never rights. And you're just like, oh wow, that's itchy. That's cool. Oh my god, that would be yeah. So I guess we're gonna have a knitting part of GGG. Is that what's gonna happen?
So I'm hearing Mimikyu
official
for you.
Sponsorship.
Oh, that's a good idea. Oh yeah. Sponsored by Mama Graphone.
Mama Graphone's knitting. Knit this. Stabs with a knitting needle.
Knit this. Derek, what is on your? Oh wait, you have something on your headset, right? We talked about it last.
Oh yeah, she made me this sprout too.
What? That's awesome.
So I have like a sprout on my head.
Oh man, that's so great. Do you like? Do you feel it? Like on
no,
the wrap?
No, it's just like string. So
I thought it was like a because like just based on the angle, I thought it was a turd. But I mean,
the cat like left me a surprise. Yeah, I'll bitch.
Like throughout the whole episode, Derek's just been like just like, Derek, why you? You're just like saying,
I told her the next thing I needed Bidoof.
I literally was just about to say a clippable Bidoof. Wait, no, actually, no, really though, I want like what you have, something to clip onto my headset.
Okay, what do you want?
Probably like a gun. Or
it's like a little new a stool.
What do you have a stool? You know, in case
I'll think of something.
I don't know. I like the sprout. Wait, is the sprout Korok related or Pikmin related? Or is it just
it's just a sprout. But yeah, I do like relating it to Pikmin.
I totally got that. Could you like ears. Rob's face? Rob's face?
Nope, but I want a pillow of that. That's everybody's Christmas gift,
yes.
Including Rob.
Wait,
yes.
All right, but I want a body.
I feel
pillow.
Like that's so vain of me.
Body pillow.
I got you. Body pillow.
Body,
yes.
Body pillow. Body pillow with an insertable slot. I'm not gonna say where, but
right. It's for the pillow, Rob. God, and my penis.
No, but it's a mystery. No, it's a mystery though.
So right, you have to find it.
When you order it, there it's like the slot is in one of two places, but you can't pick which one. So
maybe it's like if it's for Christmas, it's like an advent calendar. So like, oh, today I got the right nipple.
No, if an advent calendar, but like every time you open it, it's just another like revealing part of Rob. But when you open all of them, it paints like a singular picture. So like the top left is like the top
the
of
left
his like
testicle belt. Today. Yes.
God.
The next one is like a string of hair. Like
one cube down.
I don't feel right, you guys. I feel like good.
You know,
right
we wonder why everybody likes Rob the best, and because 90% of our podcast is hyping Rob.
Is hyping Rob up? Yeah.
Right. Wait, do we want to do like the sexy GGG calendar or are we doing just a Rob advent calendar? Right? Both are really good ideas.
Oh, we should. Yeah, we should think of that for when Rob comes down.
Oh my God, yes. Like, the
and have it out for next year.
Yes, love it. All right, Rob, I'm going to need you to have like a pat.
Bring a banana hammock and.
It's fine. You can borrow one of mine.
Gently used, right? Yeah. Just ignore the stains towards the back and front.
Yeah.
And
if
if you could pick a blue chew, that'd be pretty appreciated.
My shit still works, you fucking asshole.
We got like
those foxtails that has like the metal part on them.
No, not the butt plug furry tail.
He didn't say that.
Foxy Friday.
It's just like that. It's just like the elephant pose, but like, it's like balls, sweaty balls, and all. We're all looking around, like, you know, around his shoulder. Oh my god, dude. This is why we need members. We want to make this stuff happen, okay?
Oh, we need to sexualize Rob as much as we can.
What about like Uno playing cards, but just all of us in like revealing positions?
I love that. Oh my god. Hold on, I gotta write that down. That's like actually nobody does that. That's awesome.
I know, I'm a genius. Thank you, everyone. You can donate to me. I have a personal Patreon.
Well, I just found my note and we have to submit
a
shirt that's just hanging out with
Yeah, that one's really dark but great. I thought it was a different name you found, which I was afraid you were going to give us when the time.
Don't forget, we still have another one that was another shirt idea that was given to us by one of our Discord members and community members, where it's the Motley Crue Girls, Girls, Girls.
Right. Oh, yeah. I love that.
That's but really it's Goons, Games, Gear. And it was suggested mopeds. I know that those are pricey. I think we should all get different bicycles and just stand in front of those posing. Bicycle, like
Razor scooters.
Yes.
No.
Get one, like a four of them, like Amigo ones for like them handicapped type people.
Which one?
You know, the little motorized scooters, the little Amigo ones.
What if we got one of those?
Oh, yeah, we do it at Walmart. We go and just like sit in the
scooters
there.
Why don't we just get one of those ones where it's like if you have a broken leg or, you know, you like it's so it's like your knees like this and you go on the other, you know, you scoot like that.
Oh, what are those little leg scooters?
I like that. Yeah.
I think it'd be funny. We just all got
it's
really
one
nice
bike,
scooters.
Rob's in the front. We're all holding on to Rob's back.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Yeah, I love that. And then when the photo shoot's
Rob's
over,
the bike.
We're still owned. Oh my god!
Yes.
It's the never-ending story. The dragon in the air robs the dragon, and we're on top of him.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And we're all like, yeah.
I don't know if that's the girls, girls, girls one, but that is definitely a shirt idea.
That's just a shirt idea.
That's a shirt idea. I could go.
And this is further reasons why. Come on over to our Discord. Tell us what types of shit you want us to do. And there's a good chance we'll do it because I don't think any of us have morals.
That's not true. I mean,
call us ugly because our dads didn't do it enough.
Interesting. I don't think parents usually go up to their child and say, you're fucking ugly, but you never know.
It happens.
I love you, son. You're ugly.
I love you less because you're ugly, but I still love you. Oh, my God. I also, side note, like last Rob pit, I do want like this bust I have of Handsome Squidward, but just Rob's face. That would, you know, where, you know, the headset holder, I'd want that.
I like it.
Oh, but then every time you put your headset on it, it does like a Zach plush thing where, you know, when you squeeze it, it makes a noise or like a sound bite. Yes. You know, we put the headset on, Rob goes, oh. Yes, we're innovative.
Okay, so there'd be like 9 lines that play out exactly like that, right? But there's like a special, like, one line that you'll hear every so often where it's just, yeah, me thinking to say.
I want just the stinky.
Yes.
Am I getting my Zach plush arc?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's down the road. Absolutely. I want plush, Rob plush, right? Derek, you want Rob plush?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the lines for the other prototype, I want those in the plush, too.
Enough with the prototype. Good Lord.
That's one of the lines. Enough with the prototype.
I thought we were doing dragon dildos.
There we go. That's another line.
When did the text, like, enough usage? You're like, oh, come on, man. You stop it.
Just go touch grass.
Go touch grass.
Like, go touch grass, you fucking loser.
If you don't finish, it's just like skill issue.
Yes, perfect. Yes.
That's on the money.
Anytime you fail a task, it's just, I want a sound bite. It's just Robin says skill issue.
That's perfect for the plush. I love the plush idea, though. That's great. Yeah, that's $1 million idea.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, Payday 3 was pretty crashy.
Yeah, Payday 3 was a disaster.
Payday 3.
Party Animals saved the day, at least. I'm excited to play it with everybody.
Well, we have to. Rob needs to get it, and he is not in a situation to buy it right now. But it's super fun.
I'll buy it for you, Rob.
You could use that money to do that, or you could buy us a dinner date at A&G.
Oh, I'm doing that too when you come down. All four of us. We're going. We're definitely having a dinner.
I want to go to Ruth's. Steak.
Oh, okay. Everybody, we'll meet like over here, the three of us, and we'll drive up to Derek.
No, I there's two in Jersey.
Oh, is there? Oh, never mind.
Yeah, there's two. Yeah. No, fuck Derek. In fact, he's not even coming.
There's just three requirements I need from this trip, right? I need a trip to A&G.
Sexual harassment?
Well, all right. Three trips and a requirement. Three trips and a requirement. Right. Okay, so Dale's Chicken. Yeah. Whatever this Roots place is, because I've never heard of this before in my life because I'm poor.
The only one that's been there. This place is hyped up so much, I like feel like I'm not living because I've
never
been there.
I'm gonna go there and be like, this place is fucking trash.
My brother was like that. My brother fucking, he literally said, well, that's what he said. He's like Texas Roadhouse is better for half the price. I'm like, what world do you fucking live in where that's true? Like, imagine going to a real steakhouse and saying, yeah, no, fast food steak's better. Fuck you.
The requirement, all three of you need to be in banana hammocks and prostrate yourselves, like, you know, like, I don't really know how to describe this, but like you just like you have your hands like this, you have your head down in front of it, and you're just like lifting your asses up. I have to see that when I see you guys.
I will try my best.
I'm doing it.
Good.
I'm not shaving beforehand either.
In fact, I'm starting right now.
Yeah. I'd be insulted if you did.
There's one in Paramus and Weehawken and Jersey City. Oh, in Parsippany.
Oh, Parsippany, perfect. Oh, yeah, we're going. We're balling that night. Oh, I'm so excited. Boys' night out.
Damn, I might. I feel like I'm going to be underdressed for that. I feel like I need a suit.
What is that song? Where the Hood At? I want to replace Hood with Boys or Goons. What if a pair or our new intro? Like, where the Goons, where the Goons, where the Goons at?
We would have to change a few other words of that song.
No, I mean, it's just that.
It's just that.
Yeah, it's just that. Where the Goons, where the Goons, where the Goons at? I kind of want that for the Goons Gone Wild. Like, that's the intro. Yeah.
Either that or who let the goons out?
who let the goons out? Who let the goons out? Ooh, that's a good idea. Write this down, George.
You know a sound producer. He could make that remix for us.
Actually, I do know somebody who's pretty up on music, yeah.
I don't know anyone.
He could make that for us for the hopefully low cost of a firm handshake.
You know, if I ask him nicely, he'll do it for free. He already offered to make music for us for free.
We could tell him Rob will give him a kiss. And Rob knows him, so it'll be.
Rob does know him.
I'm going to bring my katanas to our meet. And
this
so
who I think it is.
Battles.
I went to his wedding in New Orleans.
I think you've said his name on here. I think you.
Oh, I have. It's Jeff. Okay.
Jeff.
Oh, okay.
Jeff Bezos? Yeah. You know Jeff Bezos?
He's our buddy.
Yeah, honestly, Jeff, you might get smooched.
Jeffy boy, you know? Got those
like,
Bezos.
I know you're already committed to something, and it's real cool for you and all, and I'm going to let you finish, but...
Oh, my God. I mean, we have a refresh hold if you guys have anything else to say before we cut this off.
Just shop talk really quick. Okay. So,
Counter-Strike 2 was announced, and it's out today. I know.
Yeah.
Actually, it's
So, this is our four-man week, but obviously, I'm going to be dead on Friday. Okay. Do we want to do four-man gaming next week? Because the next four-man after that is a Friday that me and George have a wedding to go to. You have D&D. Never mind.
I have D&D, and I've canceled on D&D too many times recently. Right. So I gotta go make an appearance. I mean, you guys are more than welcome to play without me next week if you want, but.
Oh, it still doesn't solve the issue because not everybody would be there then. Never mind. Shop talk canceled.
Derek, is this a joke to you? Do you not take D&D seriously?
Well, no, that's what I mean, is that he wouldn't be there. So that's why we wouldn't do it next week either.
Yeah, so we're kind of
just stick to the schedule.
Yeah, I canceled D&D last week for Payday 3.
Well, at least we played Genki's and we learned a little bit more about each other. Wait, so Derek, you said you have a wedding you and George are going to?
Yeah.
The 13th.
On the 13th.
Next four-man, and we have a wedding to go to.
All three of you?
All three of us.
You, Rob, Derek?
No, just me and George.
Oh.
Rob, are you going to surprise us and show up at the wedding?
Nice.
I don't even think you know the dude.
Why am I not either of your guys' plus one? I feel a little insulted. We have a wedding episode, and you...
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, no.
We should do Goons Go Apple Picking or Pumpkin Carving for the fall. That'd be fun.
It'd be past October, though.
Yeah, it's November.
Right, what do we do? I'll tell you what,
though. We could stuff a turkey.
I like
I'm
it.
I'm already
like
halfway.
Am I the
there.
Turkey?
You're about to be.
I saw the smile, Rob.
As you should.
Okay, guys, that's the show. I'm gonna end it with stuffing George like turkey. everyone, thanks for watching. I think this is a really fun episode. I hope you enjoyed it too. Like, comment, subscribe, become a member. It'd be super awesome. We'll also think of more perks. Join our Discord, watch our stuff, watch our podcast, talk to us, give us merch ideas, be like Snow and tip us. I don't know. Go wild with it.
Follow us on Twitter and join the Discord as well. We're going to be announcing a giveaway soon, probably in the next like day or two.
It's Rob Hughes panties.
Yeah, and spoiler alert, Rob is part of it. Follow us there.
Have a good one, guys. See you next time. Nice, guys.